This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by HelloFresh, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about them later, but I want to thank HelloFresh for supporting WDW Today. Receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code WDW30. That's WDW30. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday. It's October 25th.
Yes, sir.
What episode number is it, Will?
It is 1586.
It's episode 1586 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes. Was that right?
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm the Grease.
I'm Matt Lott.
I do have to start this off and say one of our listeners said, can the Grease say his name last? Because it would sound so much better at the end of the show.
No. You don't produce this.
Well, and then he said it, and I thought about it. I'm like, he's kind of right.
I say no.
Let's try it real quick.
Like I'm an official end cap.
Yeah, because it's everyone else.
Mainly
because
they want to hit. They want to hear Matt's name and they want to hit the skip 15 seconds button.
Yeah, that may be it.
I love being a good end cap, though.
All right, let's try it. I disagree with this. I'll top it out.
In retail. It's more the close. We'll do it at the close. We'll try it at the close with the Grease ending it.
Yeah,
time. Yeah. You're being very generous with us remembering to do that in about 30
we'll
to 40
see.
Minutes.
All right, well,
but
I just
whatever.
Got back from. I feel like I say that quite a bit. I feel like this is how an episode opens for a trip report. I just got back up from my trip to Walt Disney World. How y'all do without me? I listened to part of the show.
It was pretty good, actually.
It was a real fun show.
Oh, thanks.
We did real well.
We started a side project.
It was pretty neat because I had a cattle prod.
WW Tonight.
If anyone got out of line, I zapped them. And we no one talked over each other.
Like Scott Haldem. It's
we
great.
Started a new show called YOLO. Which was appropriate.
No.
The one thing you did miss is that Terry was scared to sit next to Will, so I actually sat right there.
Yeah, we switched up the order. He left a buffer seat, and so Grease took it.
Who sat here?
I did.
That's why it was so controlling.
No, then Terry left the buffer, and then Grease is like, well, we're not going to leave an awkward seat, so he hopped in.
All right.
You know, Will and I are used to being close.
Yeah, if you listen to the episode about with you on podcast, we talk about snuggling.
And that's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you can listen. What is that one called? Verbal
Love Pats.
Listen to that on the podcast. It's me and the Grease. You can hear about my trip to Club 33 and the special bourbon we had there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good if you want to hear that.
Yeah, it's actually got some decent Disney content.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Go listen to it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I did just get back from, I did 6 nights this time, which is very rare that I spend that much time in the Orlando area. And I don't know, should I like go in order? Should you ask me, you interview me?
Logan,
yes.
Tell us about your trip.
Okay.
To the Orlando area, specifically as it relates to the Walt Disney World Resort properties and events you had. Let's start from the beginning. How did this start off for you?
In 1987.
So you're two at this point, right? You're two.
Let's start with I arrive at my vacation rental home.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by a company of which I believe I mentioned in the last episode, of which I will not recommend.
Yeah.
Couldn't get in the house. Lots of stuff. I don't want to spend too much time on the negative. Let's just say, if it rhymes with, I was going to flip some letters.
Logical.
I can't do it.
Tragical.
No. Yeah.
I had something in my head.
It's vacation and magical. I was going to flop it. Can't do that. So just magical vacation. I'll just say, if it looks like a magical vacation house, home, I had a negative experience. So I can't say too much great about it other than the house itself is excellent.
But you did have a place to sleep.
I did.
Okay.
And it was pretty comfortable. It was pretty comfortable. The house was great. But the experience, customer service was pretty rough. I couldn't get people on the phone. It was just a lot of little issues here and there. If you want to hear a little bit more on that, we talked about it on the Patreon show. But in general, I didn't want to like drag that on just because it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That night, we decided we were just going to chill out. We got in the morning around 10:30, 11:30, something like that. And we said, man, we're just going to chill here at the house. We decided to grab dinner, and we went over to Disney Springs, which I have spent a little bit of time at, but not as much since the redo and everything with the kids. But I thought, you know, I can start doing some stuff, and the kids can sit through some meals. I know we talked about that. So first thing we did was went to Morimoto Asia. Asian. Is Morimoto Asia or Asian? I think it's
Asia.
Asia, which is sort of a multi-Asian country restaurant. So you have a little bit of Chinese, a little Japanese, a little Thai. Just kind of in general, if you think about those kind of restaurants, Korean, it was kind of mixed all into one. And Morimoto, I guess, is the chef from The Iron Chef, right?
Correct.
I haven't watched that in a while, but I had sort of like pretty decent expectations. I talked to Terry and he said the dinner is kind of weak, so I wasn't sure.
At dinner, it's a two, I think about it as if as someone who stays on property, I think about it through like the meal plan lens. And okay. So when what you're using mean? Two, that means it's immediately like it's costing you two ohanas.
Yes.
In you know, in like meal.
And I would say my food was 10 times better than anything I've ever had at Ohana.
Well, there you go.
It was.
Because Ohana is just hibachi, right?
No, Ohana is like pork and meat and stuff like that, but it's just not.
Grilled meats.
It's good.
So
it's an experience. And I would say this. This is not the greatest Asian food I've ever had in my life. It is pretty darn good, though. Like, it's up there. In the everything else, I'd say the food is really, really, really good. Everything else was like perfect. The decor is beautiful. It looks like a big, if you haven't eaten there, it's like a big Vegas style restaurant or New York style restaurant. Huge. It's in the old Mannequins building from Pleasure Island. So that's a little fun, but you never know. My service was excellent. Didn't feel like Disney at all, but was weirdly kid friendly. They gave the kids origami and their chopsticks that one side was a fork and the other side was like trainer chopsticks, but it was together. So like they had stuff, you know, ready for your kids.
I kind of want some of those.
It was fun. And then it was just a great experience. Our waiter was awesome. And we had a great time. We had, I mean, it's, some stuff's kind of hard to mess up. Like, of course, I had like miso soup. Okay, well, I never had a lot of bad miso soup in my time. It was solid, really good. Then we had these pork spare ribs that were unbelievable. That were like ribs. It fell off the bone. Meat fell off the bone. I think it was maybe they were fried. They're kind of almost breaded. So I don't know how to explain it. And it doesn't sound like it'd be that great, but it was awesome. Loved it. And then my wife and I split the duck for two for our meal. And it was just fantastic. The kids had like buttered noodles. They have a lot of kid options that are normal stuff that your kids will eat. But man, I could not say enough about our waiter. We had a waiter. His name was Jonathan. He said, tell people if you want to meet him, you want to use him. He's Jonathan. He was there since day one. He was his glasses. There's a bunch of Jonathan. So Jonathan with glasses from day one is how you get him. And he was excellent. They don't even have to wear the Disney name tags, which is even interesting.
I like it.
They wore their own Morimoto, you know, like black name tags that weren't like, so I mean, you don't see that often, even at Disney Springs. I mean, I guess you do at some of like the rainforest, and I guess it isn't like it is sort of like a sub restaurant, but man, I'll be going there every trip. I thought it was fantastic, and maybe I ended up back there again.
I like that cocktail you had.
Oh, yeah. I had, my wife, I don't remember what drink she had, but I had a Peking Duck Old Fashioned, which is an old fashioned with Japanese whiskey that we actually, Will and I had a bottle of the, I'll have to look up the name of
it. It's Mars Distillery is the name of it.
Mars.
I-W-A-I. I-Y? I don't know how to pronounce it. I-W-A-I.
Yeah, and it's pretty good.
Freeze has tried it.
A Y-12-year.
Yes.
Yeah. No. So you're thinking a Yamazaki 12-year. Yep. The Y is not 12 years.
Yep.
So, no, the Y was sort of like what they use for the cocktails. It was great. Had a Peking duck flavor to it. So they use like the Peking duck, the syrup from the Peking duck and a little bit into the drink, and it had a little bit of that zest. Really enjoyed it. And then he brought me, then I found out, he's like, oh, do you like Asian whiskeys? And I was like, yes, I do. And he's like, well, good, because we have all of them. And he just like would suggest stuff. And I had a couple at Yamazaki 12-year. That was fantastic. And man, it was just a really great luxury high-end restaurant experience. It was expensive. I'm not going to tell you it wasn't. For six of us with a couple drinks without dessert, it was like $250-$260. Not horrible.
No.
But not cheap. It was definitely, if you're bringing your kids, it's sort of debatable whether it's worth it or not. But for me, who can't really go without them, it was great. And I just loved it.
How is it with you doing the vacation rental home and going to dinner? I mean, a lot of people get those vacation rental homes just so they can cook and have a fully functional kitchen. Like, how is that? Like, do y'all rent a car? Do y'all have a service to pick you up?
We rent a car. We rent a car every time. And we just drove over there. And Disney Springs now that most, I mean, we got to see the guts of Disney Quest, which is interesting because they had ripped off the front of it. It was crazy. It looked
like, I've seen those pictures.
It was insane. Like, stuff, you never see this at Disney. Like, it was like they had pulled the facade and just ripped it down. It looked horrible, but kind of cool. Like, it was sort of weird. Like, they gutted it. It looked all distorted and horrible. But other than that, because construction pretty much is done at Disney Springs, now that they have valet, which you can do, which actually I wouldn't suggest. It was okay. But that Lime parking garage, if you can get in there, I mean, you like exit the parking garage on an escalator and you are in like right between World of Disney and then all the new stuff. So we did that the second time around. We went to Disney Springs because the parking lot was full. But it was a fantastic experience. I could live at Morimoto and be happy for the rest of my life. So that was good.
And I hear there's other Iron Chefs making their way, or other Food Network chefs making their way to the Springs.
Is it still a thing? Is Iron Chef even happening? That thing's like, I don't even think of that. Like,
I think it's one of those things that they do like at Christmas. A couple
things he was like, this is an Iron Chef award-winning dish you could try. And there's a few of that. But in general, it was
just...
You're
talking about the show? Is Iron Chef still a show? I think so. I mean, I'm at least watching reruns or something. I don't know.
I mean, a decade ago, I watched
Seinfeld still show.
Right.
It's crazy.
They play like five times a night.
Yeah.
It's on every channel.
They're killing it.
Yeah, so that was just our first night.
Final episode date was 1999.
Not of Iron Chef.
That
was the Japanese
Iron
version.
Iron Chef America.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, let's say.
No, it's still going.
So it was fantastic.
It's open-ended.
I can't really... You know, say anything that was bad. I loved it. It was my favorite meal. One of my favorite meals I've ever had on property. Maybe my favorite meal. Definitely my favorite atmosphere. I loved it. I loved it, loved it with all my heart. It was great.
All right. What other new things have you done? Tell us what you did,
Logan. The next day I woke
up
and I said, I think I'm going to go to...
I'm going bass fishing.
Chef Mickey's.
With Chef Mickey's, I did.
Yeah, I thought
the waffle
you
of the shoe picture.
You can't not go
thing.
To Chef Mickey's. It's like
Let
the
me
best
look
breakfast
up where
there.
My itinerary was because I think no, I don't think we end up at Chef Mickey's till like the Tuesday. So
I've got
Sunday,
a question
I did
for
Morimoto.
You.
Okay, go ahead. While I find
have you up. Ever you don't do the meal plan or whatever?
Not typically, either. No. And by not typically, no.
Well, I've heard that you can use the sit down meal for the character breakfast.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
I feel like you can save a lot of money that way.
Probably.
I mean, Chef Mickey's, I mean, what is that? $50 a person for breakfast?
Something like that, yeah.
Can you save a lot of money by taking advantage of something Disney itself is offering? That's just a question. Mm-hmm. Or is it all a
That's
big
a solid
grand
question.
Scheme?
It's a good question.
To funnel more money in and you to be left without it.
Well, our buddy John just went and did the castle dinner or whatever, and he's like, yeah, I mean, like, our tab would have been $350, but we just used our points for the dining
I believe
thing
that's
that
what
they
we
paid
do.
For.
We do some kind of character dinner using that.
It's a Ponzi scheme, Grace. They're getting your money either way.
The deal with the dining plan is it really depends on if you dine at the right places. If you are going to eat chicken fingers and
right,
it's not for you. But if you're
how
going,
much you eat and where you eat.
Yes, and if you do the deluxe, which we tend to do, and we'll do it for part of a split stay or a short stay when we're there 3 nights, we'll do the deluxe. In 2018, the meal plans will include an adult beverage.
Oh, I did see that,
so
which is awesome. I've heard mixed reviews. I think the biggest thing for it has been the convenience and not having to worry about it.
I don't get that argument. To me... Like,
what's more convenient than magic banding your bill?
Well, that's what he's talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but I'm saying, like, if your credit card's linked to it, like, what's the difference? Right, yeah.
Because it's already prepaid. You know,
it's just
to,
going to an all-inclusive resort.
Well, I will say this.
But if you're saying you have to, like, specifically plan out, that doesn't seem very convenient.
You can't
convenient.
No, always here's eat, everything. You can't eat everything that's on the menu, right?
Here's where it comes into play for me, is that whenever we go out to dinner, my wife and I always, like, figure out, okay, what on my meal can our daughter have blah, 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 blah. It's like it takes that equation out of it. You know, it's like, no, she's got her own point. She can get whatever she wants. We can ask her what she wants and just get her a whole plate.
But you're
or
paying
whatever.
For a dining plan for her. Where
well,
then
you
you're
have
saying,
to, though.
But then you're saying you wouldn't have ordered her food.
Right. So you're not saving money.
You know what I mean? Like, you would not have bought her a dining... You would not... If this was normal, you would have just been giving her food from your plate. Instead, you're paying for her to have the dining
I would
plan.
Say for the quick
Which is
meals,
questionable morally.
I would say for the quick meals, yes. For the sit-down dinner, it's probably...
You're
I
mean, feeding we, her table
right,
scraps.
The quick meals, it's debatable whether it's worth it.
Right.
But, all right, I'll move on a little bit. I know we got to get to another...
Speaking of another meal.
Speaking of another meal, HelloFresh. They're beautiful people. That's what I'm going to say. They provide beautiful things. And then Grease is a HelloFresh
Oh, I've been with
aficionado.
Them for 6 months. And they're freaking great. They're so good. All right, so it's... They've got this...
You haven't seen the talking points, so I'm just going to let you go.
Yeah. You let me go, and then you tell me if I need to sway one way or the other. My wife and I, there's three main advantages that we love about it. Number one, we don't have to go to the grocery store and spend more money to create these meals than what it ends up being. Uh-huh. So it actually saves us money if you go yeah. to the grocery store and buy all those components. Two, it's healthy, which is great. And three, they've got this... Burger, this red onion
oh,
glaze
it's
sauce.
The greatest thing you've ever had in your life.
It is the greatest thing ever. And literally, like, they know it's great, too, because it's always, no matter what the burger theme is,
they're going to feature it.
They'll just kind of throw it on the side, like, and if you want to make this red jam, here it is over here. Oh, man, it's so great. It saves, I mean, it's, we do the three meals a week for $60, and I know with our code you get that first week for $30.
You save $30, yeah.
Yeah, you save $30. I mean, it's okay. Yes, if you do that the whole month, it's $240. But I mean, I promise you,
You're
we save money.
That out. Yeah, exactly.
We save and that money.
If you don't know what we're talking about, HelloFresh is the meal delivery service that makes cooking more fun, so you can focus on the whole experience, like just Grease said, not just the final plate. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes to make. The recipes are set up so that anyone can make delicious and nutritious, like you said.
Oh,
very nutritious.
If the Grease can make it, yeah. you know
Anybody
that it's,
can.
It's like yeah. delicious and simple.
And you feel like a champion because you...
It looks like very gourmet-looking.
Oh, like, if you love taking pictures of your food... out to eat, can you imagine how baller you'll feel like when it's your own kitchen? Because it literally looks like the picture.
Grease has his own HelloFreshtagram
yeah.
account. It's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, I HelloFresh.
I'll loan you my HelloFresh apron that I have. Like all the.
You have an apron?
I do.
How did you?
Well,
I mean, a little perk?
Maybe they sent it to him.
Maybe it came in my box. Everything is delivered to your doorstep in a recyclable, and speaking of boxes, recyclable insulated box. So it comes with like the.
Oh, you can ship bourbon to people in that.
Oh,
just kidding.
That.
I don't condone
that.
That.
It's less than $10 per meal.
I'm going to say this too. If you need like a big old thing to go in a cooler to keep your stuff cold,
yes.
You
oh yeah.
You get them every week.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to buy them anymore.
So it's recyclable for yourself.
How many benefits are there with this?
There's so many benefits.
And speaking of benefits, we've teamed up with them and they are offering our audience a special deal. It's $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code WDW30. I mean, I think Grease has said enough about how amazing this is. We've had it too.
Customer
it's
service, top notch.
I've enjoyed the meals they've sent to me. They've been great. That burger, one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life.
It really is. And
I mean, it's hard to say this.
We used to grill
incredible.
Our burgers on a grill. Now it's like, do we do the stovetop? Like
right.
they tell us to, because it's great. Why would we divert?
Right. And that's HelloFresh.com. Use the code WDW30. Get $30 off your first week of deliveries. And if you use that code, it also tells them you heard about it right here on WDW Today. Now, back to where I was. I was talking about, I had just, day two, Epcot. So day two, I went to the Columbia restaurant, Will's favorite, in
Woo.
Celebration, Florida. It was also big, they have a pumpkin thing going on. So we did a pumpkin patch, walked through, it was great. If you haven't been to Celebration, it's worth a little bit of a side trip if you don't have a huge day. Great food there at Columbia.
1905 salad.
Had the sandwich, top notch. It's also getting ready at Celebration for the leaves to start falling. I believe that started this past weekend. So if you go now, they blow out leaves and pretend it's fall. Go a little bit later, they'll blow out snow and pretend it's winter.
Snow.
And yeah, and they have ice skating and all that. It's really a fun, like, you know, half day, just go out there and chill, shop, eat. We really like it. And then that night we went to Epcot and I had an idea. I was like, what if, because usually we go during the day, it gets super hot. It's like, what if we go at night this time? And then like the kids will probably still be awake and they'll be fine. They'll have energy. It'll be cool. And we'll like do a, and then we'll go at night when it's getting cooler. That was a bad idea. We get there. Kids are already like in halfway meltdown mode. We book it over to World Showcase where we want to hit some food and wine. And we actually go see Belle from Beauty and the Beast. She appears at the Akershust restaurant, I believe, right? That's the princess in Norway, right? Y'all shaking your head. Yes, you can talk. Yes. And we had not a reservation there, but we were a friend of Belle and she hooked it up and we got to go say hello to her. My son was not having it. The picture, he is literally turned around.
That's literally my favorite picture from
mad.
The trip.
My girls freaked out. My girls, they say, Belle, we won't go see Belle. And
do they really sound country?
Oh, super country.
I haven't talked to them since they've been Belle, like talking.
And I won't go bad. They said Belle.
And they said cute.
So cute.
I love that you have southern kids. I don't know how this happened.
Very southern kids.
Well, they live in Tennessee. So.
Yeah, they live in Tennessee. They got school teachers. They got, you know, friends. And obviously, I mean, my wife is from Alabama. She has an accent, but not like them. They're hardcore. But
so they've been listening to the podcast.
Yesterday, I said, I'm like, where do you guys want to go to dinner? Because sometimes they'll like actually say it, which is weird, even at two. But they're like, we will go see Belle. No, you can go see Belle.
Grace.
So they loved Belle. We went to see Belle. Then we walked over and had dinner at Via Napoli, and it was okay. We'll say that. It was okay.
All right.
I had like nothing special. A little chicken parm. I like girls had spaghetti.
The bone-in chicken parm there. It's...
Mine wasn't bone-in.
The bone-in chicken? Oh, I guess chickens do have bones.
They used to do like a brick match to it.
Not this one. It was okay. I got nothing really bad to say. The service was okay also. I think it was a little tough. Everyone was a little tough in the restaurant. Mm. It was a little loud. It took us a few minutes to get seated, even though we had a reservation. It was just...
Like, you mean like bodybuilders?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, not like... Not... But like, kind of just... Not rude.
Like, unapproachable?
A little bit of an attitude.
A little bit of an edge.
They want you to get the full European experience.
Right. And the kids had pizza. They kind of liked it. I kind of liked it. I probably won't go back anytime soon. It was just fine. Like
Are you describing a Chuck E. Cheese or what?
Kind of how it felt.
Yeah. It was good. I'm not going to say it was bad.
Did we hit
pizza with egg.
After that, Frozen Ever After was surprise closed the entire time we were there because they can't keep the stinking ride.
You know what they should have done?
Closed like completely or just
well,
like...
I'm sure they would open up at some point, but at one point they opened up actually when we left and it was a 150 minute wait.
You know what they should have done to begin with? Build a new ride.
Yeah, that's where you do look at that and go, man, this breaks down so much. This is ridiculous.
I mean, it seems like...
It was down for hours. Like, it wasn't down for like, oh, we're down for 10 minutes. Like, they had shut the gates. You can't go in. They'll get in line. And people were just camped out waiting for the line to reopen. But it was nuts. They were doing their Frozen after party. I'm curious if it even happened. And then we walked around and did some food and wine. Oh, we met the Frozen princesses, which I'm still surprised at how fluid that goes. It's a 20-minute wait. We made it maybe 6 minutes to meet them. If you're inside the doors, I'll say that if you get inside the doors of the place, you got at max 10 minutes from there to when you meet your princesses.
That character area, that little add-on they did.
It's great.
It really adds to Norway.
It is, and it was super fast, and the girls just loved it, and they spent a lot of time. We've talked about it before, I think, so I won't do it. They spent a lot of time with your kids. Really enjoyed it. Just thought it was great. And from there... We moved on. We did the Mexico ride, and I think that may have... Then we went over and did a couple food and wine things, not many. We went to the Illuminate section of food and wine and had a glow nut.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
I was waiting for that.
Was it literally like a glow stick in the donut?
A glow-in-the-dark donut. The frosting is closed.
Oh, gosh.
That does sound pretty cool.
Is that okay to eat?
And then your bathroom is glow-in-the-dark later.
You stumble around in the dark. You're like, wait, what's glowing?
Uh-huh. In case the lights go out, you know where to... You can
it was
see.
More like black light donut, because the whole place was black light.
Even better for you.
And it was good. It was a fine donut. It had some sort of frozen beverage with it. It was pretty good.
Would you take a Krispy Kreme or a glow nut head-to-head?
Or a cronut.
No. Krispy Kreme, or a glow nut?
I'm not a huge Krispy Kreme guy, so...
I know. I'm asking you which one wins for you head-to-head.
I think I'd probably go Krispy Kreme over
there. You go. So therefore, he just said he does not like Krispy Kreme.
No, but it's different. This was like that thick. Like it was like serve. A couple people could have one.
Do they have a disclaimer like this is non-toxic?
I think you just assume.
I don't assume anything anymore.
We walked over then after that, had our Cronut. The line was zero for Baymax, so we got in line, met Baymax. Riker got back in line, met him again.
Nice.
He was so excited for Baymax this time, double downed it. And
like, right?
Like, literally just got back in line. There's two more people in front of us. He got back and did it again. And then we watched Illuminations, which I have to say, Illuminations, never really watched it. Not from World Showcase. If you're not right up on there, it's a lot of downtime in that Illuminations where you're like, well... Something's happening on that globe miles away. I don't know what it is, but can we shoot off some more fireworks now, please? Can we do it? No. Okay. Fine. That was it. The only ride we ended up doing was the Mexico Pavilion ride because we just went there to eat, have dinner, meet characters, and it was a fun night. But it was probably one of the more draining days because the kids were not were tired.
I think Baymax has to be my. You guys give me a character meeting great hard time. You see Baymax, instantly Amanda, your life just feels better.
That's Amanda cool. Freaked out meeting Baymax. She loved it. So I can say that's absolutely true. There are a lot of moms waiting just for Baymax. Their kids are like, I don't want to do this. Like, we're meeting Baymax.
You wait till you're going to meet Baymax.
We're going to meet this. And then they made you take off. Like, we had the, our kids were wearing glow sticks. And they made him take off everything. Like, people couldn't bring it back. It's like, it's inflatable. He could pop.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting. Like, they weren't joking. Like, it was like, no. I was like, why do I like kind of questioned the woman. I was like, why does he have to take that off? And I was like, no other characters have made him do that. She's like, oh, well, he's inflatable. He could pop. I was like, okay. Makes sense. But
they let me hug Baymax the first time I met him.
You can hug Baymax, just not if you're wearing anything with spikes on it.
Yeah.
If you're dressed like a member of Kiss, not allowed.
Yeah, I don't wear my spikes very
often. You're the Road Warrior Hawk. Sorry.
Did you have to put a protective cover over your spiky hair?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Let it slide.
That was kind of
the let it slide.
Johnny Wrist.
I don't know, and I know we're running low on time, so maybe we can just do this later. I'll pick up the pace. Went to Hollywood, did to Magic Kingdom next day. Did old Chef Mickey's.
I love this is fast forward now.
Grease's favorite.
I love Chef
Pluto
Mickey's.
Was unavailable, so Daisy subbed in, which was awesome because the girls never met Daisy.
Totally.
But by the way, what the heck does that mean? I'm not going to spoil this for your kids, but like, what?
Like, how does Pluto shut down?
Right.
Is that what you're
like, maybe he was out striking.
I heard that there's multiple Plutos.
Oh, man.
No.
But they were like, he's out on a walk. And I'm like, one, I was like, by himself. Number two.
Did someone rip the costume? Is that what happened?
Right. Like, what?
Did that not have an extra?
Right. And Daisy wasn't in like a chef costume. She was in her just normal, like, well, I'm here, sub it in.
That means some kid spilled something on the suit.
For the whole day. There's not.
You gotta get a dry clean. Well, no, I mean like right before you got there.
No, they said she was there for the whole day. Daisy was in for the day. They said our special guest friend Daisy is here.
I will say this:
someone wearing the suit. They only have one.
Chef Mickey's. You have to make sure that you're not on the tail end of one room. We were. Literally, we go in there, we sit in, and the characters already going around, and we don't even have our food yet, and characters are at our table.
Yeah.
And it's just it was very rushed. That's the one time out of the two times that I've done it recently that it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can request that.
I think you can. You may be able to. I was kind of this time too. It wasn't feel rushed, but we were in kind of a weird spot. My favorite spot is by, if you can get it, it's by actually the doors to the kitchen, I guess, because the characters go in and out continually because, you know, they got to take little breaks. And it's fun. So your kids get to see the characters a bunch of times.
Daisy needed a smoke break.
I was going to ask if you thought, like, out of all the Disney characters, which one do you think smokes? Because you know one does.
Daisy definitely smokes.
Yeah, I feel like Daisy does.
Yeah.
Well, also, there was like a Daisy and Donald cartoon, I remember.
That was Howard the Duck.
No. There was an old cartoon. I have it. Donald and Daisy falling in love.
I had it
on VHS. Blu-ray. No, I had it on VHS.
I bootlegged it on a tour.
And there was they would go through the love tunnel, and then he like has a dream of her in the future, of them like settling down, being married, and she's like frumpy old Daisy, has like curlers in her hair and has a cigarette in her mouth and is like, yeah, what about it? And then he wakes up from his like coma or whatever, because he got bonked on the head, and he runs away from her. So I know for a fact that Daisy smokes in Donald's imagination.
Are you not thinking about DuckTales?
Nope.
Daisy. Man,
that sounds like an old Disney. Have you ever seen the Flintstones smoking commercial? They're like,
yeah, these are great. Here's the image. I found the image.
These are great.
No. She's not smoking in that.
I want to see.
There's a cigarette in her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
She's not smoking in that. I don't know. Gosh.
Yeah, she's like rough. Like, he's like homemaker. Afraid like, of, you know, she's beautiful now on our date, but once we get married,
she lost
she's going to let it all go.
Feathers, it looks like, too.
Yeah, it's rough.
Featherless.
But what I'm saying is, I like that scene. That is honestly why I kind of like the character breakfast at.
Here she's smoking
Ohana.
Younger, too.
Yeah.
Old.
Like
yeah,
Lucia Ball.
That's from the same cartoon. Same episode.
Because at Ohana, they bring you your food instead of you getting up and going. It feels like even if you hit the characters all at once or quickly, it's not as rushed. But you don't get everybody. You get Mickey, Stitch, and Lilo, and Pluto, typically. So you don't get all the classics.
Right.
The classics of the classics.
I prefer if you're going to go to a character dining experience, I prefer when they bring the food to you. When it's still all you care to eat, but it's like you get your own little buffet.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like at Ohana. And I like that. But we did Chef Mickey's because the kids always want to go to Chef Mickey's. And we got a reservation very easily. We did the brunch time, which I had not done before. So we got 11:30 or 11:25. So it had breakfast and lunch, which was kind of cool. So it was like Mickey waffles, and you could have like whatever else you want, like salmon or, some macaroni and cheese. So it was kind of cool. I liked it. It was a good time because it was kind of calmer because people had gotten to the parks already. And we liked it. Then we went over to the Magic Kingdom, rode the monorail, and went to do a few. What did we do? We did Pirates. It was raining, so we switched places doing Pirates. I don't think we did anything new. Small World. We did like 4 or 5 attractions.
Did you? I'm skipping parts. Huh? You went to Hollywood Studios.
I did.
How was it? Because
yes, we spent all day at Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
We got there at around 11:30. And we left it closed.
All right.
And we're doing stuff the entire time. So here's what I can say. As much as maybe you bag on Hollywood Studios right now, it was a great experience. Like, we may have got there a little bit later, maybe noon. It was awesome.
Like, that's what I was wondering. You said you didn't go to one park, and I was like, oh, I bet he didn't go to Hollywood.
Well, we thought about that, but the kids wanted to meet Doc McStuffins. The girls did. There's a lot. You forget how much stuff there actually is for little kids there. And so we did. We went there. We did the Frozen show. We ate at Backlot Express, which was okay. We watched Jedi Training Academy. We did Disney Junior live on stage. We did Met Doc McStuffins, Star Tours, Toy Story Mania, and we had fast passes for everything. And like that was then the fireworks. And we did the main show, like the new pre-show, which was amazing. Like the new movie magic thing that they do before the Star Wars fireworks is probably the coolest thing.
That's awesome.
For a projection show I've ever seen when it comes to a nighttime thing. I loved it so much. And then it was a very busy night. So we then stayed for the Star Wars fireworks and did a little shopping, and that was about it. We had a great time. And that actually concluded our trips to the park. We thought about going the next day to Hollywood Studios again to do the breakfast with the Hollywood and Vine with the Disney Junior characters, but since we'd already met Doc McStuffins, it wasn't really necessary because the others didn't really care that much about. We also met Cruz Ramirez, which was just walking up and meeting a car. We also met Groot and Star-Lord, which my son quickly, within 2 minutes of meeting him, goes, that's not Star-Lord.
Oh.
And he goes, that's Groot. He told me that's actually Groot because he could not fathom how this was happening unless it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Star-Lord, he was like, I know what Chris Pratt looks like. You are not Chris Pratt. I don't know why they didn't put him behind the mask. We've talked about that before.
That's Star-Lord before. It's like they're not even trying, though.
Right.
It's like, well, why bother trying to like get a look-alike?
They're not even getting like good-looking people. Which is strange. Like, I know that sounds bad, but like Star-Lord is a good looking guy. Chris Pratt's a good looking man.
Greez, you got to go for Star-Lord, bud.
They got sued.
What?
Yeah, they were just employing good looking people, and people got mad.
The Ugly
That's
People
a
Union.
Total guess.
Yeah. It was strange. He was very, very funny and like played the part as well as this guy could, but your kid will not be fooled.
Right.
Because everyone knows what he looks like.
Why don't they just put the mask on?
Fool me once. Shame on Disney.
Right. But Groot is awesome. Baby Groot is great, by the way. One Man's Dream. Dylan and his wife walked through it. They loved One Man's Dream. So it's still definitely a big presence in the park. I like what they did in the back there with the meet and greet area. And the new signage is really cool. I really liked it. So,
I'm glad to hear that because it was kind of a...
It's probably like 70% there.
Right.
But it's still a lot.
Mm-hmm. Is it to the point where like you as a parent see Star-Lord and you start ushering your kid away from them so it doesn't spoil it?
I mean, it was immediate. Like, he saw him and was just like, my son was pumped. He's like, mm-hmm. Star-Lord's my favorite. I can't wait. And he immediately was like, no.
Yeah.
Because I think also my son has met a bunch of professional wrestlers. Mm-hmm. So to him, like, to meet a sort of superhero character from television in character, not that weird for him.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, Roman Reigns. You know, it's that guy. It's clearly him.
It looks, that sounds like it's a parenting error.
But if it's, yeah, maybe.
I'm sorry, I had to.
I'll wrap it up with the only other thing I did that was new. I had a drink at the boathouse, which was fun. I listened to 90s rock by Acoustic Guy playing, you know, the best of, I can't even think of who.
It's just 90s.
Just hold on. Not quite Pearl Jam, but like, like, are you playing a Stone Sour song? Like, what's happening here?
And, the least of my favorite.
Right. Like are you playing 12 Stones? Is that what's happening? A lot of Stones here. 12 Stones. That was a band, right? 12 Stones?
Yeah, that's a great reference.
They're your friends?
No.
I thought you said, they're my friends.
You said great reference. No,
great reference.
Okay.
Great 12 Tones. I can't even say anymore. Stones. This is great. This is great.
And then... I also, though, the only thing that I'll end with that we did, and we did, you know, Horror Nights and some other stuff, we did, for the first time ever, I did Mickey's Backyard Barbecue at Fort Wilderness. And it was rock and roll crazy. It was fun. We had a great time. Took the bus out in Fort Wilderness. You take the bus, like, if you're going to Hoop-Dee-Doo, and you pass Hoop-Dee-Doo, and on your left is this big, giant covered awning. Like, imagine, like, the awning you'd have a birthday party at a public park, but, like, 20 times the size, and they have a stage. Country band comes out. The whole show is about 2 hours, 5:30 to 7. Or I'd say it's like 5. Ours was like 5 to 7. Characters stayed out till 7:30. We left around 7. And it was
what
Mickey.
What characters was it?
Mickey, Goofy, Chip and Dale. No, Mickey, Goofy, Minnie, Chip and Dale.
That's awesome.
And they dance.
Bow tie, suspenders.
It was all cowboy attire.
Oh, okay.
And they dance with your
different
kids
Chip and Dale.
All night long. So they don't ever, they leave occasionally, do the quick like break, but very short. And then there's on each end, there's photo op lines. So you can get a photo with Mickey or a photo with or Mickey Minnie or with Goofy and Chip and Dale. We didn't even do the photo op lines because they just come out and dance. And I have to have these awesome videos and photos of my kids dancing to Wagon Wheel with with Mickey Mouse. And
play Wagon Wheel.
I know. And that was sort of one of the fun parts is the music. They have like they do lasso tricks. And like a guy comes out and does last time, and they have like a full on like Southern rock country music band. They played, you know, the first song was Dixieland Delight by
Alabama.
You
feel like you're back at the War Eagle Supper Club circa 2006.
They played Wagon Wheel. They played The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And you ain't seen anything until you seen Mickey Mouse dance to The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, man.
Man.
That sounds like the best thing I've ever heard.
So this is like a fun.
It was a blast. We had a great time. So it's a buffet the whole time. Burgers, hot dogs. Mac and cheese, honey mustard chicken, which was really good.
Mayo.
And here's where I know we're going to get some strawberry shortcake. It's all, you know, all you can eat buffet. And you just keep going up. And they have like 20 of them of the same line that are just like in a row. So you never really wait to get food. And they have a station with unlimited Bud Light and unlimited sangria and like some and a wine, another wine
so
option.
So it was rowdy.
Mm. Well, and like he was like,
I mean, how much Bud Light can you consume in 2 hours?
Tell us, Grace.
If you're at that, a lot.
What was interesting, I went up there and I would place the order for everyone. So I'd be like, I need to get two Bud Lights, this, that. And they're like, all right, here you go. I'm like, okay, because usually they, I think it'd be like a have one fun. Per customer. Yeah,
you know, everyone's been talking about them getting rid of One Man's Dream. I think they just moved it to Fort Wilderness because I know that's One Man's Dream. Hey, unlimited Bud Light and some honey mustard chicken playing wagon wheel.
Our whole table over here is going to do Edward Scissorhands. Can we get 24 Bud Lights?
Yeah, Edward Scissorhands. What's it though?
Yeah.
Tape it to your hand. I thought you were like talking about holding bottles all between their fingers.
Now, here's the kicker. It ain't cheap. It's not cheap at the fairgrounds. Now, my kids played on the playground at the fairgrounds. We had a great fairgrounds. Keep saying that. At the campgrounds.
It seemed like it was
there
a
fairground. There was a track to pull afterwards.
I loved this
thing.
They
got dog racing.
But it was really hard to get in. Like, we tried multiple times, and finally a reservation opened up while we were there, and I said, we're going to do it. So for adults, there's two categories. Category one and category two. Category one is closer to the stage and center. We did category two. We were kind of on the outside. Still could see the stage fine. And the characters were honestly right next to us. So no problems. I wouldn't suggest the category one unless you really... This was a really hot night because it's probably a little cooler in the middle because they have big fans. Or if just you just want to do it. Category one is ages 10 and older, $72 a person.
Mm. Yeah, but free Bud Light.
Right, I know. Category two for above 10 years old is $62 a person. So we had...
What's a category five?
Was there a...
That's it. But for kids, it's $47 for category one. Or 37 for category two. Now it includes two photo ops. Now the option to go higher also includes you get in earlier, you get a photo op earlier. There are some perks to doing the
more expensive
one. I didn't really get that out of it. We did the cheaper option, and I didn't feel gypped. $62 is a lot, but especially for like the quality of food you're probably having, it wasn't like this food is amazing, but it was a really unique experience and was fun. I really liked it. But it's expensive because for us, you prepay. So it's not like just whatever. You put your credit card down, you buy it when you reserve it. So for us, it was, you know, 20. And so it was 3 to 9. So the girls didn't have to pay. So for Riker, it was $37. And for us, it was $62. For our whole family, ended up only costing
$200.
Right. Which is not that bad. Not even $200. It was a little bit less. Like $175, something like $180, whatever. 62 times 2 plus 37.
Yeah, 160.
Something like
just
that.
Just times it by 3.
What?
No. I don't do math.
No, but I would say that if you're into that kind of thing, it's worth it. It's fun for the kids and adults, which I think is kind of rare. You do sit like on, you know, metal picnic tables, like, you know,
right.
It is probably the least.
It's a backyard barbecue.
It's the least Disney feeling thing ever, except for the characters are there.
It sounds like fun.
It was fun. It was a great time, and that was kind of my one of my few things I did. That and Morimoto, which are two totally ends of the spectrum, similar price points, that were my new things that I did this week. Dining wise, and really, really enjoyed it.
So how was Fort Wilderness though? Was it cool?
I love Fort Wilderness. I've spent a lot of time there.
So
you love it.
I will.
Problem is getting in there because you got to get there, you park, then you take a bus to either the settlement or you stop also like 10 times. It's like, all right, if you're at campground C23 to 5, you know, they let people off and stops. And you finally get to the settlement at the end. The settlement has a buffet restaurant, a bar, Crockett's Tavern, David Crockett themed bar, a store.
Amen.
All right. Tennessee, proud. And which I heard that Dylan and Allison were telling me that Texas kind of claims Davy Crockett too, but I was like, he died there. That's not the same.
Remember the Alamo and how we lost.
Yeah, we lost Davy Crockett.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't particularly praise you for
killing
your work
hero
there in Texas. Mm.
Sorry, Texans.
Get a Bowie knife.
You're talking about that.
He was there.
Jim Bowie.
He was there too.
Yeah. We had this whole conversation at Morimoto because we went back there and had drinks that night.
That sounds like a Wes Anderson movie. We were at Morimoto talking about
David Crockett.
Jim Bowie and David Crockett. Remember the Alamo.
But I think you'd like Fort Wilderness. There's horses, so the kids like that. There's carriage rides. They were doing a special Halloween event that we did not attend. It's the only place you can get a free character meet and greet. Any place on Walt Disney World property, you can meet Chip and Dale for free. You can go to a campground, a camp out, you know, like a s'mores thing, mm-hmm. make s'mores with Chip and Dale. They usually play movies. I think you can bring it. You can maybe rent a boat. I'm not sure. It looked like you could. There's a beach area. There's big playgrounds. You can walk around with your beverages. It's very nice. It's a nice experience. I really like it. It's hot. I can imagine it being brutal. But And then Hoop-De-Doo. Hoop-De-Doo's musical review, which I've done a couple times and like that. I think I'd choose the Mickey's Backyard over.
Wow.
Not food-wise, but for the entertainment for your kids.
That's what I'm thinking.
Another great way to get to the campground is to take advantage of the boats at the front of Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And that takes you right to the settlement.
Yeah.
So
you could go park at the transportation center.
Take a transportation center, yeah.
And you can go there, or you can go from Wilderness Lodge. You can take a mm-hmm. boat
yes.
to the campgrounds. Or it's not that bad. You park, they have a nice parking lot, you walk up, you pass the horses, you get on a bus, and you get there. Getting back was a little crazy when everyone was leaving Hoop-De-Doo and leaving the dining because everyone was trying to get back to their cars.
I feel like you're being so disrespectful when you say Hoop-De-Doo.
I'm not, though.
I don't feel like that, Green.
You know, like, whoop-de-doo.
And then a whoop-de-doo. He's saying Hoop-De-Doo.
I know. It's just, it messes
not
whoop-de-doo.
With me.
All right, we got to wrap this thing up. We can go a long time now, boys. All right, I don't know what else I did. I did some other stuff. I'm sure we'll get to it another day. Again, thanks to HelloFresh. Take a look at them. Use the promo code WDW30. Receive that $30 off your first order. Anything else going on, boys?
No, but I just remembered, and I said we wouldn't remember.
Oh, yeah, we're going
to
close
closing
it?
This out. Yeah. We have to grease as to go last.
I was saying, Terry's call. Book also came out.
Yeah.
Terry, you can plug that.
You can go to makingelephantsfly.com. My book is in pre-sale right now.
Comes out, though, in like...
Spelled the normal way?
Just makingelephantsfly.com.
Elephants with an F. No.
Which is the day another, we're recording this is the day that...
what's another elephant? What else
is that was my joke.
I know.
The day that Dumbo released in theaters. So today's Dumbo's birthday. But yeah, a lot of fun. Some really kind things and some great endorsements. And there's some fun little packs you can get there. Or you can just order the book. Love to have you guys...
And
get
if they order now, because a couple weeks, they'll have it, though.
Yeah, they'll have it in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, because you're doing a party.
ElephantsFly.com. And if you're in the Nashville area,
yeah, come to
hit me up. Doing a book party. Love to have you guys. Or maybe we'll have some little Disney, some fun things. Love to have you guys out at the party. We'll do a Logan meet and greet.
I'm doing a meet and greet. I'm on the line. It's just a costume character dressed like me. It doesn't really look like me. It's like Star-Lord. It's just like a guy in glasses, and they're like, go send him out there.
You're going to do face painting?
It's basically me in glasses.
He's 150 pounds. Like, this is clearly not the same guy. He wears a medium. all right.
He wears a medium.
All right. I think that's going to do it for today's show.
Wait, is that John Schneck? No, it's Logan.
No, it's just fine. Logan, get a picture. He's wearing a Laugh-Gram t-shirt. I promise it's him. All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's try the old way that my OCD friend who listens on the on Twitter. Let's try his clothes, okay?
Here we go.
Because, by the way, we do this in order of seat, typically. That's why we do it that way. But let's try it this way, see if it sounds better.
I doubt it.
That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
That is better.
No, but here's the problem. It makes Grease more important than he is to this cast.
That's true.
Amen.
And we'll see you on the next show. God.